pray with me. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We thank you for your name. We thank you for the person. We know, Lord, that there's no other name under heaven whereby men and women can be saved but by the name of Jesus. May we see that clearer today through your Holy Spirit, through your word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Donna. Sermon, title sermon for this morning. And just want to remind you that the clocks fall back. And if you don't think about it, you'll probably feel different because you'll get an hour's sleep. So just remember that for tonight or in the morning, whenever you change your clocks. Turn them back, fall back. When lions eat straw. A week ago in Indianapolis, Indiana, at the Advanced America Check Cashing Business, an armed man went in to rob that business. As I said in the first service, I don't know how much you can really rob a check cashing business. Some of you will get that in a minute. But while in there, the clerk, whose name was Greg Smith, was stopped in the beginning of his holdup by the clerk in order to pray. In fact, they took about 10 minutes to pray. In fact, when they got finished praying, he took the bullet out of his gun to show the clerk that he wasn't going to harm her. Now, that's a prayer, isn't it? And he did leave the office with $20 and a cell phone. But the next day, with the help of his mother, the robber turned himself in to police. How's that for an unusual robbery? That's a new thing in holdup. But I want to show you something today that's even more remarkable. And in fact, it's a new thing, and the Bible talks about it in the book of Revelation. What book did I say, everybody? The book of Revelation. If you would turn there just briefly to Revelation chapter 21. And I'd like to read some verses that you are familiar with in Revelation chapter 21. It's about a new thing. In fact, it's a new heaven and a new earth, the Bible says. And starting at chapter 21, verse 1, the Bible says, "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. And then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God.'" And look at verse 4. "And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more," what, everybody? "For the former things have passed away." Then he that sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things," what, everybody? "New." And he said to me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." I agree with you. Hallelujah. "And he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirst. That sounds like a new thing to me. No more crime. No more trials. No more sickness. No more funerals, Kenokis. No more sin. God is about to do a new thing. And he writes about it not only in the book of Revelation, but he showed his prophet Isaiah, if you would turn for the scripture that was read, to Isaiah, the 11th chapter. The prophet Isaiah writes in his day about a very change of nature itself. Isaiah remembered the northern kingdom falling in 722 BC. He was in the middle of Judah, the southern kingdom, in the middle of idolatry and evil. And Isaiah ministered with the idea that somehow God could bring his people back. Isaiah envisioned the Jews ushering in the great kingdom of peace through the Messiah. You see, in Isaiah, it mentions the branch of the root of Jesse. Isaiah had a perspective that Israel would obey God and witness to the surrounding nations. But God gave to John the other half of the picture. Isaiah only got a part of it. God gave to John the rest of it. But I was intrigued as I read this by the fifth verse through the ninth verse of chapter 11. And I want to read for you, starting at verse 5. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young ones shall lie down together. And look at this. And the lion shall eat what, everybody? Now, you know you've never met a lion like this. In fact, I would recommend that you don't test this theory out today. Lions eat steaks. Lions do not eat straw. But Isaiah sees a time when nature itself is changed. Now, I don't know where he finds these animals at. The wolf dwell with the lamb, and the leopard with the young goat, and the calf with the lion, and the cow and bear graze together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And look what it says in verse 9. And they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. I would ask the question, in this world that Isaiah saw, I have gathered that there will be no more killing. Oh, don't say amen too quick now. But I've gathered that there'll be no more killing in God's kingdom. No more hurt of any kind in God's kingdom. You see, lions are going to eat straw. No more steaks. And so if lions, we know, eat steaks, will be eating straw. Oh, you can probably figure out the rest. What will you be eating? Oh, I'll just leave that with you. I won't go any further. And I like to ask you a question. Would you want to be in a place like this? Wait a minute now. Be careful. Are you sure you want to be in a place where lions eat straw. Another question. Now, for me, I'll answer that for you. Whoever said amen, I agree with you. I say amen. I want to be in a place like that. But I'll ask you another question. Would you be comfortable in a place like that? Would you be comfortable in a place like that? No more trials, no more difficulty, no more conflicts, no more pain. Can I be honest with you? This is about me. This is not about you. You won't fall into this category. Sometimes I have to catch myself, because sometimes I say things in this world that gives the impression that I would not be comfortable in that world to come. Oh, that's me. I know you don't fall in that category, but that sometimes I have to watch what I say. Maybe there are times when I become comfortable in a world of conflict. In fact, if I'm not careful, I initiate the conflict. If I'm not careful, I actually do the hurting. Maybe I like a world of killing and conflict. And sometimes I express it. You don't have to say amen. I know this is getting at the heart. Because I am guilty of it. There are times that I say things that I should not say. It's like I like the world of the Wild Wild West. Danny was kind of on it in terms of vengeance. But God wanted to make a point, so much so that he put the same verse in another place in Isaiah, the 65th chapter of Isaiah. And while you're turning there, I'm going to start at verse 17 and read real quickly. This is how important it is to God. And starting at verse 17, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered or come to the mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem as a rejoicing and a people of joy. And I rejoice in Jerusalem." You wouldn't be happy at a place like this. You wouldn't be happy where you're having a rejoicing good time. Come on, now, not all the time. Would you want to be in a place where you never get a mortgage bill or never get a rent bill? You wouldn't be happy in a place like that. In fact, you gotta have some trials. You know something? I think we'll start something up if we don't have it. Can't be. You wouldn't be happy in a place like that. And then John, in being shown the future world of God, in Revelation 21 and verse 27, and you can just look that up in your spare time. He says that there's not going to enter into it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or lies. And in fact, in Isaiah, it repeats the same thing that it said in chapter 11. It repeats it in Isaiah 65. And it says, As it come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are still speaking, I will hear, and the wolf and the lamb shall feed together. And to verse 25, the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the dust shall be serpent's food, and they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. No hurt, no destruction, no killing. Would you be comfortable in a world like that? Lord, help my tongue. Lord, help my tongue. You don't have to admit that you said some things you had no business saying in front of people. You had no business saying it in front of. You don't have to admit that. I'll just be honest enough to say it. I've said some things that I should not have said. I'm embarrassed. I know you're embarrassed that your minister would tell you this. I ought to have it together. There's a great book, great controversy. We're reading it in our prayer group on Wednesdays at 10. It says this about this world. Their immortal minds will contemplate with never failing delight the wonders of creative power. The acquirement of knowledge will not weary the mind or exhaust the energies. The grandest enterprises will be carried forward, the loftiest aspirations reached, the highest ambition realized, and still there will arise new heights to surmount, new wonders to admire, new truths to comprehend, fresh objects to call forth the power of mind and soul and body. You don't want to be in a place like that. My life today says in the new earth there will be no chilling winds. No disagreeable changes. Now, come on now. You wouldn't want to be in a place like that where lions eat straw. The atmosphere is ever right and healthful. It's a place where lions eat straw. Do you want to be in a place like this forever? Well, you know what my trouble is? It's not the place or what I like to be in this place, but how do I get there? If I was preaching this sermon, I would want to know that. How do I get to that place? And it was so simple. I was going around trying to get a whole lot of text, but it was right there in chapter 11 of Isaiah. It's right there. In verse 5, righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. And it wasn't talking about my righteousness. You know what I found out in all these years in ministry, and I will not miss it. I have not lived up to everybody's expectations. Come on, y'all don't have to act like that's not a secret. I have not lived up to everyone's expectations. And if I didn't have the proper perspective, I would have left the church years ago. But it is not your expectations of me. It is me taking Christ's righteousness. It's never about me. I figured that out long ago. It's about him. Do you get that? It's about him, leaning on him. There are many days I figure out I don't measure up. I know you don't want to hear that from the pastor. Prophets and Kings has a wonderful saying, all who have put on the robe of Christ's righteousness will stand before him as chosen and faithful and true. Satan has no power to pluck them out of the hand of the Savior. Not one soul who is penitent and faith has claimed his protection will Christ permit to pass under the enemy's power. Prophets and Kings 5:87. Hallelujah. With the indwelling of God, the Holy Spirit, daily, we can walk like Enoch. You see, what it took me a whole week to find out as I was working on this sermon, that lions eating straw is about a new nature. So maybe what it's all about is the new birth. Maybe what we need is a change of our nature. A new birth is what we need. I don't need another rule. I need the new birth. Have you figured that out? Has anybody given you a new rule? I need the new birth. I need a change of my nature. Because that's what lions eating straw is about. Two weeks ago, two people died and 19 others were taken to the Flagstaff Medical Center in Flagstaff, Arizona. Three were in critical condition. And they began feeling ill about 2 hours ago in Sedona, Arizona. You may have heard the story. They were there, I want you to get this, for a purification ceremony. They were there for a purification ceremony. Now, what can be wrong with that? It's okay to get cleaned up, isn't it? It was called a spiritual warrior retreat, with the claim, we promise to absolutely change your life. And so Mr. James Shore and Mrs. Kirby Brown were pronounced dead at the hospital. For they were following James Arthur Ray of Carlsbad, California. Following his sweat lodge ceremony in Sedona, Arizona. Now, some of you have been to Sedona, beautiful place, but it's hot. If you've been there. They were in a building type with blankets and stuff covering it. It's an Indian ritual that usually for the Indians, they had 8 to 12 people. I'm not endorsing this. I'm telling you what they did. They had 64 people crammed in there in a sweat lodge where they paid $9,600. And it was 200 degrees in there. There's something wrong with me. But I think it makes more sense for lions to eat straw than what I just told you. And that's exactly what people are following. You call it New Age. I call it silly, but I'm sure some people in there were well-meaning. And he advertises on his website, James Arthur Ray, if it's still up, that participants will experience a new technological enhanced form of meditation that creates new neurological pathways. that the only pathway that you and I need is Jesus. That's the only one you need. If you got $9,600 to throw away, please come see me. I got some good charities where it can go. Does not go need to go to a sweat lodge so that you can get purified. Jesus can do it for free. Amen. This is the world that we're living in. That didn't happen, you know, a long time ago. This is right now. Let me give you one text that I want you to remember. A very simple text. That's my new thing now, making sure people get at least one text that you can take. This one is just this simple. Hebrews 12 and verse 2, you can look it up, you can read it. Remember this one. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Isn't that a great text? Looking, folk, I can't tell you how much you need that now more than ever. You need to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. If you hear about me in a sweat lodge someplace years later after I retire, just say he's lost his mind. I will not be following him. Someone should have told those 64 people. Somebody should have tied them down rather than let them go into that. May the Lord help us to look to something greater. A true change of nature. You see, when lions eat straw, God has done something to them. We need God to do something to us. Now you have to look in your own. We need God to do something to us. We're about to be overtaken by this world and a lot of the mess that I'm telling you, folks, there's a lot of mess out there. And it's just booming. And some of us are embracing it in its foolishness. I got to tell you, I can't leave without telling you, a lot of it's foolishness that we cannot embrace. Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. No radio personality, no politician, no TV personality, no pseudo minister with his own works. Don't let it get you. I hope you're listening. Let Jesus be the author and finisher of your faith. How many agree? Willing to stand and agree with me on that point. Can you stand and agree with me on that point? That would never work for me. They could never get me in a sweat lodge. I mean, if I wasn't careful, I would probably tell you that the same. I would tell you that could never work on me. That's what I would tell you. I think my ego would make me say that. But you know something? Unless I daily come under the sanctification of the Lord, I'm not even sure what I'd do. Right now, we have to make up our mind that I'm going to follow Jesus no matter what. Do you believe that today? Would you accept that today? We're in that kind of world. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. What a great God you are. What a place that you have prepared for us. Where lions eat straw. In fact, Lord, when we read the scriptures, children can play around the den of vipers. Oh, that's certainly not today. Lions today, don't eat straw. They eat people. In fact, the devil is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Lord, keep the enemy away from our doors. Keep him back. Don't let the lions overtake us, but put our trust and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and his righteousness. We thank you, Lord. And we thank you for that place that you are preparing for us. Yes, Lord, we want to be there forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Just remain standing, and we will conclude our service with...